This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris in Washington.
And I'm Alyssa Block in California. In Pakistan today, a double suicide bombing ripped through Islamabad's International Islamic University. At least 7 people were killed, including the bombers. There have been several weeks of deadly terror attacks in Pakistan, but this was the first since the army launched a new offensive against Taliban militants late last week. NPR's Julie McCarthy visited the scene of the bombing in Islamabad today.
The latest attack targeted the country's premier Islamic university, whose mission emphasizes Islamic disciplines for its 12,000 students, around half of whom are women. The fact that not one but 2 suicide bombers rained terror on the university today left some students shaken, others enraged. Anam Abbasi is a 21-year-old business student who says to be afraid is to be a victim.
For what the hell's sake, we would be afraid of them. They can't scare us like this. Check out the name. This is Islamic University. And still then you guys are hitting this Islamic University. Man, isn't this worse? Like, you are destroying the university of your own religion, who is meant for the sake of your own religion.
One bomber struck the cafeteria in the women's section of the sex-segregated university. A pair of sequined sandals lay beside a pool of blood at the entrance to the red brick building. The front door was framed in the black soot from the blast that raked the large, now blood-spattered room where students regularly gather. Anam Abbasi said it's where she and her friends normally hung out. Standing before the ruined canteen, Abbasi was sobered at the thought of the place that had cemented friendships being destroyed.
Probably my heart is just crying at the moment because I can't see my own buddies watching up and going out to hospitals and just getting injured like this.
You can imagine this.
Of course. I just don't know for what purpose are they doing this. And if they're like just destroying their youth, what else there'd be? What is the future of this country? Where are we going? If you are just like continuing up this with bomb blasts and all, where will we be?
A second suicide bomber on the men's campus attacked the Department of Sharia, or Islamic law. Visiting lecturer Kashif Ahmed called the bombing blasphemous.
If it is attacked, it means that these people who are trying to do all these terrorist activities, they have nothing to do with Islam. And even I should rather say that they are the arch enemies of Islam, because they are rooting us out. And they are doing and blasting all the things without any discrimination.
By late afternoon, with sober assessments over, the men's campus erupted. Amid these angry chants, the interior minister arrived to survey the damage, hoping to assuage the pain with a few words. Instead, police commandos had to hustle him into the bombed law building as students assailed the minister, yelling, "Shame, shame, shame," followed by shouts of "Zardari, go," a reference to President Asif Ali Zardari, whose government is seen by these students as unresponsive to their security needs. The government hopes that an army operation underway against the Taliban sanctuary in South Waziristan will help end precisely the sort of attacks unleashed today. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.